gonna say it because if we're recording.
Oh, we're recording.
Don't creep up. Cool.
I was just hoping to catch somebody.
Welcome. This is the All Man Podcast. Where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
Happy New Year.
I am Tony Davis.
Michelangelo the Brand.
Why did you have to fuck it up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, he doing new shit every time.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I'm Wayne. Hashtag don't do that shit.
Sometimes it's all that shit, nigga.
Okay, great. All that shit. I'll say it. All that shit.
Sometimes it is. All that new year. Shit. It's a new decade and shit.
Oh, I'm not reading this.
Did we get mail?
Yeah, this is what I was going to talk about, but I was like, shit, long as fuck.
I mean, you want me to read it? Nigga, I can read. I ain't no criminal.
Yeah, for it.
Don't read the name. Just
that's going to be our shirt, too, nigga. I can read.
Ain't no criminal. No, I don't think you can do that.
So I can't read the name in here?
No.
Okay.
So I asked the question. I was talking to a chick I dated some years back. Mm-hmm. And the way that she was talking about our history made it seem horrible. Like, it was just down. Yeah. And so I was just like, okay, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what happened? Tell me what you think happened. Your point of view.
Yeah.
And so this is our point of view.
All right, so anonymous. Your thing with me, you are very arrogant and entitled and a bit immature. You treated what we had like it was a prize to be with you. I remember how you acted when I didn't get you your cigar before heading to the lake with my sister and her family. You did not interact and made that day horrible. I'm adding effect. And embarrassing for me. Does she talk like that? Embarrassing for me. Okay. And instead of apologizing, you scolded me by saying I should have kept my word, so that was your reason to act the way you did.
You scold people?
He judges. He
How
doesn't condemn.
Dare you scold someone?
I'm judging. I'm not condemning. You, in a nutshell, not nuts on the chair. You, in a nutshell, treated me like I should worship the ground you walk on and not ask you for anything. You also didn't feel the need to contribute at my house because you barely ate my food. Yeah, that sounds sensible to me. I'm not saying you did not contribute because you did, but you can tell you were annoyed by doing so.
Renick.
I ain't eat shit. Ain't my problem. You mad, it clear. Just for fun. You made it with the U, too. She's tired of typing at this point. You made it clear your contribution was because you used up my water, LOL. Okay. It was just not what I expected from a man. Okay. And remember when I would ask you about holidays, etc. Example, Valentine's Day. Did you turn off and on the switch to say lights?
Keep going. Just read.
You said, hell no. I'm not getting anything for a female. It's overheated.
It's supposed to be overrated.
She was upset at this point. She was laughing and upset. But you were smiling when you showed. Wait. But you were smiling when you got something. I would be too. I guess back then, women showered you with gifts, and that's what you wanted, and in turn, acted very spoiled. It's like, no matter how I treated you, it wasn't good enough. Kanye shrugged. So that sums it up. I can't remember all the details, but those stand out to me. Does she have any more? Okay.
That was it. So, you can put that shit down. All right, so.
I don't know how they close your shit up.
No, just let it. It'll, just flip it over. Because I don't want to get caught having to read another shit. So, all right. So, when I read that, I was like, wow.
You fucked up.
Oh, no.
No.
I love that situation, too. No, but I was like, wow. I didn't know any of that. I did not know that's how she felt.
Okay.
7 years later, I think.
That's horrible.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know.
No, not the fact that, don't misconstrue.
And you can see that I didn't read that, so I didn't take anything out.
Right.
M.A. read that.
Yes.
It was out there.
Verbatim. I'm not saying it's horrible because of the way she felt, because she's fair to feel how she feels.
Right.
I feel like that's horrible because it took 7 years for you to convey that message.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
And that sounds to me like all of it stacked up.
Of course.
Like, so if you were really into the, and this is what I'm hearing. I mean, this is what I'm saying for me. If you were really into the relationship, you would have been like, hey, I need to talk to you for a second.
Yeah, that's 236 tracks mixed down to one.
You know
that's
what I'm
some
saying?
Dr. Dre shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yo, he really in it. That's some Timbo. Like, right. You hear all them sounds? You hear all them sounds?
That's why it took 7 years for Dre to come out with some shit.
So, right. And I'm with you. I'm with you, Wayne. I'm like, you can't tell someone how to feel. Yeah. So I didn't respond back. I said, okay, thanks. I mean, because it don't matter. I mean, it's been 7 years.
And, yeah.
Okay. So I'm like,
Do you think that's offensive when you say that?
What?
It don't matter. It's been 7 years.
I didn't think about it.
Thinking about it, no.
No. To answer your question, no.
I don't either, but I feel like people who decide that they want to, this tangent, people who go off on a limb and decide they want to divulge that information now, if you were to say that to them, I feel like they would be offended, which then until bothers me at that concept, because it's like, to your point, if you were so offended or if you felt a certain way, why were we not addressing this?
Right.
When we were addressing it.
And that's what I'm saying. Just playing, you know, both sides. Like,
yeah,
all right,
that's
if you
exactly
felt that,
what I'm
if
doing right
I
now.
Put myself, that's me. If that's me, you guys have been around me enough, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I go to a function,
yeah.
If I'm invited to a function, what's the first thing I ask?
What can I bring?
And what is that one thing I want to bring? No matter where we
oh,
meet
steak.
Up.
Oh, cigar.
So I'm always going to want to smoke.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to be like,
no, I'm cool.
Wait, what's funny is like the first thing that utters from Tony's lips are, can we smoke there?
Can we smoke?
Can we smoke there?
I don't even want a vacation if I'm never right. going to Singapore unless I stop smoking. I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I think there's a lot of stuff you can't do.
You can't spit on the sidewalk.
I don't need that restriction. I don't need those restrictions.
You can't spit on the sidewalk.
Because no, they will find the fuck out of y'all.
I spit
if,
when I smoke.
If not,
sometimes.
Put you in jail.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like,
we'll
yo,
be
so
fucked
I'm,
up.
I'm like, man, that's pretty messed up. If yeah. that's how you feel, if that's how I made you feel,
yeah.
Especially after I know a little bit about your next relationships, the one I know something about your previous relationship and ones after me.
Yeah,
that's interesting that you came at me that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, or that you came at our relationship, not just me, because you didn't say anything,
right?
You
why
know?
Were we not? Saying
and you
anything?
Asked, and you asked her about. About the relationship, though, right?
Yeah, I asked her, like, okay. like where's this? Because I'm getting a lot of, like, nah, you wasn't, like, because I would, like, I flirt, obviously.
Yeah. yeah.
But I'll flirt, like, yo, try to see what that, can we fuck?
Right.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, whether I do it or not, that's yeah. just how I am.
Is that flirting?
Yes.
Can we fuck?
Not I don't ask him.
No,
but I just
I'm,
say, you
know,
no,
I'm being serious. It's like asking somebody like
can we
whether
fuck?
It's like on the sly or candidly, like, can we fuck? Is that flirting or is that
let's,
hey? Because
I'm
just saying, I'm a man, you're
then,
a woman.
You know, I mean, then I don't know.
She
I
pulling
think,
panties
I think
to
flirting.
The side, nigga. Listen, like,
then you got a decision to make. However, I was asking because that's just
pussy.
How I am when I talk to a chick. Okay, cool. She ain't got to be smoking.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Not like literally smoking, like smoking
high. Yeah. So I mean, you know what I mean?
We were talking
or
about smoking.
Yeah. So I'm talking. I'm like, man, where's this venom coming from? Or where's this angst? It's not even venom.
Yeah.
She wasn't spitting venom. It was just like, nah, you treated me like shit. That's how she would come off. You treated me like trash. And I'm like, really? And like before I got that text, I was like, hey, wait, before you even respond, I asked, hey, I didn't abuse you, did I call you a bitch? Did
right.
I mistreat your children? Did
right.
I mistreat your family?
Right.
Was I, you know, abusive emotionally, mentally,
right.
physically?
Yeah.
Was I not heartwarming? Did I not have your back or something? You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like, no, none of that. So I'm like,
so
all right. So
but
what?
But she's calling you spoiled.
Yeah, I'm spoiled, and I didn't want to help out, although I did.
Yeah, that was some confusing that shit.
And
in
I was
the
like,
same breath.
But you made it feel like, and that's why I was like,
oh,
got it.
Oh, that's another shirt. Feelings ain't facts.
That's you probably we
feelings
get shot
ain't
for
facts.
That shit.
Well, you know, one of our listeners gave us that. So
that's true,
we give him a shout out. We put the TM.
No, true. I mean, but another situation. We had a knock. But there was another situation that a woman said to me who was interested in me, mm-hmm. and we were having a conversation. She was like, "You make me feel XYZ," or "I felt this way."
Oh, I thought she was about to make you feel like an. You made her feel like a natural woman.
No, not at all. She's like, I feel like you are saying something.
Okay.
Now, of course, you guys talk to me, and if we were going to be honest with me.
I said what I said.
I will tell you what I feel, what I think.
Not only that, I will tell you and break it down so it will never be have to be broken again. This is what I mean when I say this. You've uttered those exact words just like that. This is what I mean when I say this.
So I'm like, man. And I asked the young lady, I said, hey, that's odd that you say that because I was just talking to somebody I used to date. And she said I made her feel a certain way too. She was like, what's the common denominator? Oh, like that. Like she looked at me and was, what's the common denominator? I said, oh, obviously it's me.
Yeah.
Y'all.
But I'm curious because it's not just, it's not just you two. Other women have said this now. And I didn't say anything at first. She was like, yeah, but it's you and you make, it feels like you're saying that. I said, oh, I get it. I'm hearing you tell me how you
feel
versus what it is that I actually say.
Yeah.
Because, and I looked her in her face and I said, you've never heard me say anything like that.
Right.
When I tell you, get the fuck out of my face, I don't like you, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, get the fuck out of my face.
I don't like you. You're a fucking idiot. And 98% of the time, you're probably not going to talk to him.
Probably not going to say shit.
Because I've already said.
I've already said what I had to say.
Yeah.
I feel like you were being mean to me. No, I was. You don't have to ask. Yeah. So when I'm talking to this.
Yeah, that wasn't a feeling.
That was a fact.
Yeah.
She was like, well, it could come up. That's why I try to. And so that's what I said to you, Michael, Andrew, and Wayne.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't want to be better.
No.
Because I told. Why would you speculate on your feelings?
Yeah, that's.
Because women be like, oh, you're leading me on. No, I'm not.
I told you I want to fuck.
I told you I didn't want to be with you.
I just want
based
this
on
pussy.
This. I cannot be with you for these reasons.
Right.
Yes.
How is that leading someone on?
It's like,
well,
when
I would want to build with you. If we can build on this platform,
right,
we got something. If not, we don't.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
Or right. I would like to build my erection into your vagina because
I never said it.
I feel like Tom would say some.
This is the thing.
Some anatomical
because
shit.
I have dialogue with my significant other at times, and it borderline confuses me because I'm like, well, tell me what that means to you when I say this.
Yeah.
Versus just saying, how do you feel about it? No. I don't really care about how you feel about it. I want you to tell me when I say these things to you, what do you think I mean?
What was the response?
It's like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Or like, whatever, Wayne. It's not that important. Like they get frustrated.
Serious.
It's not that serious. Blah 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 blah. But as soon as the tables are turned,
very much so,
it says, I don't know why are you in your feelings about it.
You know why?
Being emotional.
Why are you?
Can't be. Man, naturally, we're not looked at. It's one of those. We say double standard, though.
Yes.
One of the things I've been paying a lot of attention to is like, you know, certain things are just naturally like that.
Yes, naturally a double standard.
However, we allow a lot of bullshit.
Speak on it.
First world society in America, we allow for women to move the goalposts.
Speak on it.
I said to the young lady who called me out and says, what's the common denominator? Which would be me. Mm-hmm. That's a shot.
Right.
I was like, that's true, but you're talking to your feelings, making up some end game.
Right.
Tony said this.
And it meant this.
Equal this, right? Yeah. But no, why couldn't Tony said this
and
equal
it,
Tony said this?
This.
Yeah. It didn't mean anything else except for what I said.
Except for what I said.
Yeah.
And she just looked there and looked stupid. Now, the same person, along with one of the other young ladies who I was speaking with, I said, well, how would you, this is about 3 months ago, how would you like for me to communicate with you? Shook.
They always are.
Shook. If you say, oh, I want you to speak. If you guys came to me and was like, yeah, I want you to be straight up, you know what I'm saying, like 100 all the time. Brutal honesty. Just right. always yeah. be honest. Cool, you're going to get that. And the moment you start feeling, getting in your feelings about that, I'm going to respond and say, hey, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Can we make, you ask for. And then you can say, but the good thing about that is you can say, yo, can we make an amendment on it? I ain't know. But I wasn't ready for that one.
Right. That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's what I would believe you would say. Two of these young ladies, two of these women came back and was like, I asked them the question. They looked like I asked them some fucking calculus.
Right. Yeah.
They looked like they were offended.
Solve right. for X and the coefficient.
So it was just like what Wayne said. Wait, what do you mean by that? What the fuck you think I mean? I want to be able to talk to you so we don't have issues.
Wait. But that's the funniest thing was, okay. So these are the conversations that we've been having issues with. I've asked you directly. How? Let's break this down. How? So how? Let's look at the. This is a. I didn't pass English. I did pass English. I just don't remember this. It's a conjunction, right? Is that a conjunction?
Phrase of, no. It's a question. It's the start of a question. How?
Yeah, but the question. How is a, so. Anywho, right? How?
That's would, how these women conversations
exactly
like that.
How would this is a introduction into the question? You, I'm speaking to you directly, right? How would you like communication is a back and forth dialogue. It requires me to give you the information for you to take it in, to break it down. I don't want to use I don't want to use big words. Not that you're not intelligent, but I just want to be very clear, right?
Why would you even have to say that, though? Right. Like,
Why are you? Oh, so you're saying I ain't intelligent? Let's stay on topic.
That's what I mean, right there. Yes. Moving the goalpost. So now the argument would then be: you said I wasn't intelligent, right. or you're mansplaining.
You're trying to tell me I'm stupid.
Let's stay on topic.
Right.
Get back to that.
We'll get back to that. So, and we're gonna come back to that shit, right? So. I asked them, and one was like, you know what? Because they feel like I'm like about to corner them. And generally, right. I am. Here's the problem. The problem is you think, just like Wayne, significant other, think that I say one thing when I mean, hey, that color is red.
Right.
No, you said it was purple. No, I said it was red.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later down the road, that's when the argument comes. It's like, I don't know exactly what I said, but I know I said that color is red.
Yeah.
How did you get that I meant purple? I felt like you meant purple. So how would you like for me to talk to you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be direct? Are there certain words that you don't want me to say? Do you want me to be roundabout? Do you want me to be soft selling?
Do you want me to do sign language?
So one was like, both of them thought about it like, yo, I don't want to get caught no lie. Folks look up at the sky and right. everything. This motherfucker trying to trick me. Are you trying to trick me?
Oh, I'm really not trying to
like,
trick you.
Be honest.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means be honest.
No.
So then I started being honest.
But see, you got to ask.
The amendment came quick.
Yes.
The amendment came. Hey, I don't like that.
I need you to sign this.
But again, and that's the thing though, is when you say be honest.
So it was like, do you want me to hold stuff back, or do you right. want me to tell you everything that I think and or feel?
Yes.
Yeah, right. But then when I
they
did
it,
you didn't want exactly.
Ain't
right.
Want
so the other one was like, I know I said I wanted you to be honest.
But lie to me, nigga.
She's like, but I don't want you to lie to me. So I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay. That's fair.
That is bullshit if you want to fuck with me.
But no, it can be bullshit.
No, it can be bullshit.
But it was
but
honest.
It can also be, it can be honest.
It
that
was
honest.
It was honest.
We're not fucking around anymore after that, but it's fine.
But don't tell me that I'm lying to you.
Right.
Don't tell me that I'm manipulating you or tricking you or saying something. And you see what I'm saying? I've eliminated the opportunity for you to tell me I'm stringing you along.
Yes.
I don't want to.
It's gone. That opportunity is gone.
Yeah, but so my other question is tangent. Why do you continue to entertain that though?
At the time? You mean?
At the time.
What? No, really. It can be, and this is general. This is for men and women listeners because everyone listening has done this, including the people who are speaking on these microphones. You have put yourself in a situation knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
This is not ideal. But you continue. You, for whatever reason, some people call it their subconscious, some people call it their conscience. Some people call it the little thing on their shoulder. Some people, that little, when I get that feeling. No, motherfucker. That's your intuition. telling you. Telling you that, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. Even though I know you're going to do it, you shouldn't be doing this. And
I got married twice with that feeling.
And me personally, I think it's because I think it's sometimes because we're questioning what we want in those moments.
That's not what I'm, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm saying,
and I don't agree with that, by the way.
What?
I don't think we. I think we're acting like children. Yeah, I think we know what we want. We just don't want to be held accountable for saying, "This is what I want. I got it. Now I got to fucking play with it."
And
what,
well,
real quick, my theory is that sometimes in those moments we're really not sure what we want.
Why? Okay, that's not very adult.
No, it's mature not. Of us. I never said that it was.
Okay,
I'm just saying that at some point in time we put ourselves in a compromising situation. And we say, oh, I think I want this. And then you be like, I don't really think I want this, but I'm going to go along with it. It's like ordering food for the first time and be like, oh, I pay for this shit, so I'm going to eat it. But I don't really, this ain't what I wanted.
This shit nasty.
Okay.
So instead of saying, you know what, biting the bullet, fuck it. I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to go buy what I want.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
Because that's what, I made a mistake. No, we be like, nah, I paid $9 for this shit. I'm going to eat this fucking food. That's dumb.
But that's not,
like, why would you do that? But we've done that.
But that's not what I'm asking, though. What I'm asking is again, because this happened to me. I'm gonna preface this with a story. So at the job, is somebody, y'all have all been to the job, but at the space that I work at, there's basically like a promenade or a walking space, and then there's a store on the right side, a store on the left side. So last year, I was going over to two stores that are adjacent from us just because there was something to do. Like, I ain't feel like working. I'm just going to go over there and talk my shit, talk to them, like, whatever, whatever. Anybody who, y'all know me, nigga, I'm excitable. I talk, like, with my hands. I'm animated, like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Orator of such.
An orator. No, I just talk shit. So there's this one store we would go to, and there's this young lady. She's 29. She's married. She just got married last year. And attractive chick. Not that it really matters, because again, she's married. I'm not interested. But like, we would have conversations, and she's the quote unquote pretty girl, right? So she's used to motherfuckers bending to her will, right? Mm-hmm. I can just already tell by how
that's
she
perception.
How yeah. she okay. moves, right? That's her perception.
Oh,
so,
really?
That's her perception.
That's how she come on?
That's how she's okay. responded in a lot of ways, right?
Okay.
So, over the course of the year, we had a conversation, like, let's say May of 2019. And she was complaining. Oh, well, I can't stand this. It was Memorial Day weekend. Oh, I got to be here working and stuff. Like, oh, I'm just ready to get another job. To Tone's point where we started this topic, right? So I'm like, yo, so you looking at some spaces? Well, you know, me and my husband are looking to get a house, like, I think soon, and we got all these other different types of things. One A does not have to deal with one, right?
Yeah.
You trying to solve for X again.
Yeah.
Don't try to solve for X.
Keep it simple.
This is addition, right. not right. calculus, right?
Keep it simple.
So I'm like, well, when would you want to be out of here? She's like, I ain't going to be here beyond May 2020.
She still worked that bit.
Listen, well, again, she said May 2020.
These are very simple questions, by the way.
Right.
Oh, but so this is recent.
This was May of 2019.
Okay, okay.
So I come see her, right, go to the store just to talk yeah. shit. And let me take a step back. So, again, I come in, let's say, twice a week, right? Mm. Say what's up, talk some shit, like it is what it is. So they like, ugh, when I come in there rolling their eyes and shit, oh, okay.
What's your problem?
Obviously, you not feeling the nigga, so like, let me not come over here.
Fair.
What's your problem, man?
Right? On some joking, they were like, oh, hey, Mike, rolling their eyes like,
right.
Like I'm Roger from Sister yeah, Sister, yeah, right?
Yeah. Go home, Roger.
Right? So as soon as they get annoyed, like, yeah, all right, I'm going to walk off. So then it'd be like 2 or 3 weeks, and I may stop by just on me being forgetful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pull up, and they'd be like, where you been? We ain't seen you in like 2 weeks. And then, and again, I'd be like, you was rolling your eyes last. I didn't forget that. Right? So let's same cycle. I'm being stupid too, to Dwayne's point, right? Because I keep on going over there.
Keep going back.
Right. And so beginning of December, let's say like the 10th, I walk in, it's starting to drizzle outside, and they kind of roll their eye. Oh, what you want? Like, what you want? I know that there's comedy, but there's also truth in comedy, right? So I'm like, yo, I was actually just coming over to say happy holidays to you because I'm probably not going to see y'all like at this time, like whatever. So the trash needed to go out, right? And they were like, oh, Mike, hey, would you, oh my gosh, you can take out the trash for us. I thought I was just getting on your nerve, my nigga.
Did you say that?
Yeah. Also, I thought I was just getting on your nerve. Like, why
oh, you
would
definitely
I,
said that.
Why would I take the trash out? Oh my gosh, but Mike, no, you. We know we was just joking. Da da da. So my dumb ass still takes the trash out.
Oh my gosh, Mike. Man.
No, my
You're
dumb
fucking
ass
fucking it up for everybody else.
No, no. Let me tell you.
I
let me tell you what.
I did that too.
I know.
But yeah. I was like,
best believe what I'm talking to him. I'm talking. About.
Touché, right. My good man. Touché.
Right.
Okay.
All so
right.
I take the but I'm like, nigga, don't be all night. No, Mike, you're so great. Don't do all that shit.
Right.
Keep that same energy. Come right.
On. That's gonna make him feel bad.
I don't give a fuck.
Because I mean, is you holding my?
Whoa.
No. That.
Yeah. Whoa.
We'll come,
fuck. We'll come back.
I don't give a fuck.
So flash forward. I don't give a fuck. So flash forward to New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The 30th.
Monday.
Monday. There you go. I didn't want to date ourselves, but like
AKA the Monday.
it was on the Monday.
Yeah,
everybody.
Right. Yeah. So I'm leaving to go out of town. Hey, just want to wish you guys a happy new year. Mm. Like I said, I've been very, very focused about just being better now. Mm. I said, so as soon as I came back from, I said, because I don't want no New Year's resolution, right? Like, I want to be better today.
I was going to call you a hoe if you had one.
Yeah. Well, damn. Why?
A hoe.
Well, damn.
I got to make a sting. Well, say that for the ladies.
Well, damn. But
not that meaning all women are hoes.
No.
But I mean all women are hoes. How about that?
Sorry. Was that your sorry, not sorry?
And if you aren't a hoe,
what you talking for?
She probably single. You got to have some hoe in you if you want to do it.
Listen, I am not jumping off that cliff with you.
Too late, man. We the all-man podcast.
Anywho,
I'm walk down the street saying
Santa Claus.
We think
we said
all women are bitches and hoes.
Wait,
who is
Santa
we?
Claus is here, my nigga. Ho, ho, ho.
Who
is?
Nah, go ahead. So,
who speaks French over here? No, there ain't no we.
We really do love women. We really do love women.
Anywho.
Bet you can't tell me why.
Oh, I can tell you why.
Okay, let me finish the story then. Because it's getting long now. So we start talking about resolutions. I said, first of all, nobody keeps a resolution, right? I said, part of that is because they don't have accountability partners. Now, I said, for me, as soon as I came back, I said, I'm not eating meat, I'm not drinking alcohol, and I'm not having sweets. Like, that was something that I said on the 21st.
I bought this nigga some chicken nuggets today. He told me I'm not eating that shit.
Oh, first of all, I said, no, thank you.
Well, that's the same thing.
he heard something different.
Don't worry.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the big
God
shit.
Damn it.
You heard something different. I said no, thank you, but I said I appreciate it.
No, nigga,
man.
You said fuck your chicken nuggets, nigga,
and that ain't meat anyway. So keep going.
So I could have eaten it.
It's just a little soy with a little bit of soil mixed in.
You
could have
had some paste, some of that pink paste.
Yeah, hey, roll it out.
That's all it is. Like,
right,
pink matter.
Right. Yo. So she's like, so we start talking about resolutions, and I said, in any resolution, I said, we've had conversations one on one where you told me certain things that you wanted to change by May of 2020. I said, so what you need is an accountability partner. Now, I said, this is unsolicited advice. I do recognize that, but you need an accountability partner, right? She hits me with, well, you ain't my accountability partner. Nigga, I know. I'm not trying to be your accountability partner. I'm simply saying, in order to be successful for most people, because she also made a point of saying, most people need to, I said, most people don't have self-discipline in order to be resolute. If you understand what resolute means, then they don't have the discipline to be resolute in what they want to accomplish.
Fair statement.
I said, so you need an accountability partner.
I can understand the statement.
Yeah. Who can call you on
your bullshit.
Not even call you on your shit, just call you out to bring you back to
alignment.
It's
the same concept.
Fair. Keep you but straight. I'm saying for the conversation though, I'm being very clear with my words.
Okay.
Right?
For her.
For her.
Okay.
You need somebody to call you back into alignment. Mm-hmm. She said, so she says, after people need to be self-disciplined, they're not. So we can dispel that. Number two, she was like, well, I didn't ask you to be my accountability. I wasn't offering, my nigga. Fall all the way back. Number one, you're married. Number two, I don't give a fuck. I could care less about what you do after this.
I don't believe that.
I could. Me and her will never talk if she leaves again.
I mean, that's true, but I don't believe that you don't not give a fuck. I believe you do give a fuck.
Okay.
Based on the story. I don't know.
Oh, from
because you wouldn't have said anything.
Well, for me, here's where the lesson, here's where the moral of the story came, right?
Oh, right.
She starts saying that. I said, I don't give a fuck. Like, listen, you have a husband, you have your family, you should have somebody to hold you accountable. Then this motherfucker says, well, I don't have friends for that. I said, well, what do you have friends for? She was like, to support me. I said, what does support look like for you? And she's like, well, not that. Okay. I said, well, that's neither here nor there. I said, I'm not going to keep on having this conversation.
Right,
I
so
said,
why are you talking to that person?
But hold on. But here's my conversation to her, right? I said, well, again, coming back, I was saying that this was for me. These are the things that are working for me that I'm going to do for myself. I don't care what you do. Do you. Hope it works out for you, right? So then she's like, well, why are you getting emotional? When was I getting emotional? Well, you're getting super emotional about which is a deflection always.
Yes.
Why are you getting so emotional? So I started laughing. I said, well, really, I'm emotional always. So, like, nothing has changed. I said, and she said, well, and it does. You shouldn't care. It shouldn't matter because we aren't friends. Again, trying to have me be like, oh, my God, you're right. We not friends. I come over here to pass time, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not friends. I don't know your fucking last name. Like, I don't know anything about your family, and I know your husband's name. That's the only thing, two things I know about you.
Two things.
I'm glad you caught that. Right. So there's another coworker in there who I'm doing some business stuff with. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God, y'all just go back and forth. Da, da, da. So she's rolling her eyes at this point, which me and Tone, I think collectively, probably Wayne as well, but you'd have played it cool. We immediately look at it as disrespect. Yeah. Oh, so you rolling your She was like, so where is this going? You know what, motherfucker, it ain't going nowhere. So why? And in my mind, I'm like, this ain't going nowhere. This right. is a waste of my fucking time. Yeah. Like, it ain't going nowhere. I said, so the other young lady's like, oh my gosh, like y'all just be going in, da 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 da. So she's like, well, we're going in circles and this isn't going anywhere. Cool. As I'm leaving, I'm like, you know what? Nigga, I do got a resolution. I will be resolute in not coming back into this motherfucker. Because it was just like, but I said all that to say I'm dealing with somebody, number one, that does not want to get better. Mm-hmm. They just want to talk about some shit.
Yeah.
And number two, this is a waste of my fucking time. And I realized, to Tone's point, damn, on some level, I'm at least acting like I care because I gave this way too much time and attention. Yeah. So I was like, and I don't. I really do not give a fuck. You're going to do what you do with your life, and it's not going to affect me positively or negatively. So let me mind my fucking business and go back over and actually do some work.
Yeah, for you.
For me. So I can get the fuck up out of here when I want to get the fuck up out of here, either for the day or for forever.
Yeah, but she kept trying to, like, going back to that moving the goalpost. She didn't want to have a conversation. So what are we doing? You don't want to talk. You only want to ask me for shit when you need it and want to be nice. Like, it's corny.
I give you.
I mean, if it works, then cool.
I was corny.
Is this person black?
There's some listeners.
Racist.
Frequent the show. Some young ladies, and they're like, man, I really need to be on y'all's show. And I'm like, hey.
You don't want that smoke.
And I tell them just like this. Hey, I love y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all. But have you done what you were supposed to do? Like write in or do a video or both? No, why would I do that when I could just come on the show? That's why you can't come on the show. Because you can't follow fucking directions. That's out of love.
Wayne is a nice shit. Asshole.
It's like, listen.
But they would accept it. I could say the same exact words. Wayne just has a better energy.
But...
Oh, so protect your energy. They got to protect your energy, sis. That's all they doing, nigga. They just protecting their energy.
My thing is that
this motherfucking Tone got bad energy. He got bad juju. Go ahead.
Tone does not have bad juju. We're not speaking that. We're being intentional with our words for 2020.
That's what they saying.
Tony equals bad juju. Even though Tony just equals, he just told you what was up.
Tone, you need to tell him you can juju on his beat. God damn it.
Juju on
his beat. Juju on his beat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, but to my point, it's as simple as those things. Like, we get people who we talk to in these social settings, and we're like, yeah, we have a podcast. We're three guys. We have an upper echelon barbershop talk. You know, it's elevated. And they're like, oh, man, I should come on y'all's show. And the first thing that I say in my head is like, why?
What would you talk about? Why can't we talk
here? I don't care. I don't even want you to. Literally, it's a turnoff. It's like, when they be like, oh, I should come on your show. And the first thing I ask them is, have you listened to the show yet? We could be on some other shit. And you talking about some come on the show.
And just,
like, you don't even know. Like, think about it, if it was a club and you with your homegirls, it's all the lights out in the club, but it's one red light all the way in the back, illuminating the club. You don't know what the mission is. You don't know who the fuck in there. You can barely make out faces. But your homegirl is like, this spot lit. And you like, okay, girl, let's go.
How you know?
How do you know?
And it's a sex club, nigga.
And it's not like, and the other thing that boggles my fucking mind is that when we're out and about, and Michael Andrew and Tony can attest to this, we are very.
You lying? Oh, I'm sorry.
We are very. Juju on. Listen. We are very intentional about how we explain our platforms and what we do.
Yep.
And we give people the opportunity to say, hey, these are how the ways you can listen. This is how you can write in. This is what you can do, all these things. We even give out business cards.
Allmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you. But these people,
Linktree,
particularly women, will say things like, how do you listen to this? How do I get to it? How do you get to what, ma'am?
Well, no.
How do I get to the podcast?
We don't even do that anymore. We just, hey, you got a phone?
You got it right.
Yeah.
That's why we have to start doing it.
Only then, though.
Well, no. Right. No. Because then it's like, you got a phone? Okay, so I've downloaded it for you. But here's what you got to do, though.
Put your AirPods in.
You got to put your AirPods in, and you got to press.
You got to get with them on their level.
But let me finish, though. You got to press play.
Yeah, but right, press the triangle.
And so now you think I'm stupid? No.
I mean, you seem that way. What if? All right. So
bad juju.
Right.
So I realized after circling back, that I was thinking about this on the way here. I was like, you know what? I am the equivalent of the fat girl who gets play. I'll tell you why.
Oh, this is gonna be.
Oh, you're body shaming, sir. Oh.
No, I knew exactly where he was going.
Right, the fat, unattractive girl. How about that? Because I've been with some attractive fat girl. But all right, so.
Bigger women.
Cushion for the pushing, baby.
Nah, the unattractive chick.
Okay.
Pushing a stroller. That's me.
Okay.
Based on my action, I'm the unattractive chick pushing a stroller.
Okay.
I'm like, how does she get fucking? Because somebody gave her some dick.
Somebody.
Right? Now, don't get this confused, people. What I'm saying to you motherfuckers are is simple. I'm not changing my attitude because there is some hot chick that's willing to fuck me the way that I am. So why is there a need to change? The unattractive chick is just going to be unattractive because some dude is willing to fuck her as is.
Yeah.
So anytime you say like, yo, anytime you see a chick, like, how did she get a dude?
Somebody was horny.
Somebody was horny.
Right.
And undisciplined.
It's the same premise.
Yeah, I've done that shit many times.
It's the same premise as a group of dudes going out. One dude pursues maybe someone that's perceived as a little bit less unattractive, fucks. Yeah. And then his homeboys try to shame him. Oh, man, you fucked that mud duck, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. Nigga, you was paying for pussy last week. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Or you just... like, or
still hotter.
Doesn't matter. You took the effort of providing monetary value to fuck someone. So I did it for free.
Or he took her out.
Depending on what the game is. If it's free, cool.
But you get what you pay for.
Yeah, but you got a lot of work to do getting your dick hard because she's not as hot. Not to say that we just can't get our dick up. That's not what I'm saying.
No, no, no.
But you got to pull your dick out, though. Sorry.
It'll be limp. Because where are we going with this? Because if she's not attractive, it's harder. Or if she says something. Or if her breath stinks.
Yeah, what if she's hot, but she smells like balls?
You still fucking? Mm-hmm. That happened to me when I was young. That would never happen again. No, her breath, I mean, her she didn't smell like balls, but her pussy was like.
Yeah, whoa. I had to happen, and I didn't smash.
Yeah,
I smashed, and I was and I was ashamed after that.
M.A.?
I was 22.
Oh, I was way younger than that.
Yeah, I smashed and was like, you know when you're doing the disgusting face?
Don't get
like,
me wrong. I've done
some. What the fuck am I doing?
Like, and that was another thing. A lot of women always ask me, how do you have sex with a chick you're not attracted to?
How do you?
You know.
You fake it?
No, I've done it.
See, I couldn't stay hard. I did that twice, I couldn't stay hard.
You find just enough attraction.
For me, that
right. I've done it mentally because the argument. Yeah. It comes out another triangle.
Mm-hmm.
One chick says, "Well, how did you sleep with that chick if you're not attracted to her?" I was like, you know, I made myself find enough attraction.
Yeah.
Or I was focused on her personality.
Right.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout outs to you.
It takes a lot of work.
I can't do that shit. Yeah, my shit goes limp.
You just were saying that you smashed a bra.
I was attracted to her though.
With the goddamn sewer.
I was attracted No, I'm saying I was attracted to it. But I was 21, 22, so I was horny for literally no reason. It's my mud duck phase was between 20.
I had a mud duck last week. I'm just joking.
Was between 20 and joking. Like
20.
I'm just playing. But right, was 20, like 20 to 24. Like now, it's too much effort if I'm not attracted to you.
Yes.
To put in that.
Yeah, you're now more mature. Yeah, right. Like, hey, my dick deserves better.
Right.
Like, I can still do it.
My dick deserves better.
I can still do it if I want to be excited because I need excitement. Like, I need something either a little bit engaging. Yeah. And sometimes I just feel the need to get off.
Okay.
Like, it don't even have to be about it. Like, it's not emotional.
Yeah.
And I was having a conversation. She
it's
was
a
like,
mutual masturbation.
Yeah, we're so good. All right. So, so she was like, yo, I asked one chick one time. I was like, how many times do you have to come a week or whatever? She was just like, if I'm not attracted to the person, if I'm not stimulated, then I really can go without it. I need to feel an attachment, connection. There we go.
Yeah.
I was like, huh. Yeah, sometimes I think guys are just like lions. We just, certain times you just got to release.
Release.
Because I don't need to be with you. Because I realized I was saying for myself, and not all guys are like this.
Yeah.
Women, a lot of women I talk to think that all guys are like a certain way.
Yeah.
Like we are pigeonholed like nobody's business.
I can agree with that.
Like, it is terrible.
Horrible. Because at some point in time, I think women think that, like, it's that saying, like, oh, you'll fuck anything moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
no.
It's like, no, I won't.
No,
that's right. Not anymore.
Right. But I think that's what you were saying. At least that's how I was taking it.
Like, not
like,
anymore.
Just like they'd be like, oh, you be looking for these. I don't look for. I'm not looking. Actually, I'm not looking for anything from any one of you bitches. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The fact of the matter is that if I engage with you and I have a connection with you, because that's what we're looking for in general. We're looking for connection.
After experience, like when you are younger, like M.A. was saying, like, your nature, I got to get off.
Right.
Like, I got to get this
and
out.
And that's the connection.
Yeah, when you get a little bit more experience, you're like, nah, I really like somebody who's hotter. And then when you get more experience, it's like,
or I
no,
really
want to
do
really
something with this person because
I need to engage in more things than just hot and more things than just pussy and more, you know what I'm saying, more things than just. But I think that when you really think about it, you don't have that much. For the chicks that you would sleep with, Michael Andrew, because I think you have, well, both of you guys have female friends.
Yeah.
I don't have that many female friends.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I talking to you about?
And
you're against female friends?
No. I mean, I don't, if I have a relationship, then yeah.
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 See, and that's, I guess, the thing, too, is like.
Don't worry about that, people.
A lot of my female friends, like, again, I find attractive, but I'm not attracted to them. That's only what I'm like, saying. Yeah, there's only
you're
like
not attracted.
Yeah, like you're,
to
yeah, you're attracted, like, but I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, you fly
because,
as fuck.
Because if you were, yeah. But yeah, but not fucking, for me. Yeah, I don't want
to. It's like I don't understand why, like, some men will look at you engage with the opposite sex and be like, so y'all fucking or what? It's like, no, I don't
even see them like that.
Fuck them.
But if you did, then what? You would try.
She
wouldn't just be a female friend. She
but again, most of the time, but they know too though. Like I tell chicks, look, we ain't gonna be friends. Like I will dead that whole situation.
Right. So you have a hard line.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm not going to play friend zone.
This is not the thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
like
no.
This ain't the friend you're looking for.
This ain't the friend
for.
You look because I'm gonna try.
I'm going to touch.
Right. I wanna.
And you're gonna, with consent, but I'm gonna touch, right?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say, I'm gonna make.
It was all attached. Now I'm going to jail too. Fuck Michael Andrew. Touche.
Right.
I thought you said you wanted me to feel on your booty.
I thought you wanted me to eat the chips.
Right.
So I mean,
you didn't
like,
want me to pull my dick out.
But you listen to the show and then I pull my dick out. Like,
that's my move.
Right.
That's the move.
That's the move.
That is the move.
It's like the naked man.
Right. So
why you fucking around, Michael Andrew? You gonna get one of these pretty little young things and they gonna be like, so I listen to the show. You gonna pull your dick out?
Right on the forehead.
Right.
But out. Be like, right. Listen, I'm not.
Hey, just act like it's a microphone. Yeah. Is this thing on?
Hey, almost got it.
But no. I'm
oh,
really,
there it is. We're live.
You're not gonna pull your dick out. No, I'm not really attracted. I'm not really attracted. Right. But that's the thing. Is like, again, for my homegirls, it was just a young lady that I was that I've been friends with now for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. There was a time where we were attracted to each other, like, but the attraction kind of waned, no pun intended for Wayne, but like, right, it fell off because it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right situation for us to make a move. And we talked about it about 6 months ago, and she was like, why didn't you ever make a move? I was like, yo, I liked you. Like, I would, you're the type of young lady that, you know, you marry. Like, you have all the right qualities. You're sensible. She's mature, emotionally mature. We could have very honest conversations about stuff that we both need to work on.
Is she
and
married?
She's receptive. She's in a relationship.
Oh.
But
good
I realized,
her.
Yeah, and I was super happy for her. And I realized that I wasn't attracted to her when she told me she was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I could care less. I was like, oh, okay, great.
Couldn't care
like,
less.
Like, I'm super, yeah, well, yes, I couldn't care less. And I was happy for her. Like, yo, it wasn't no regret. Like, that could have been me. That,
right.
Man, that should have. So I was like, yo, that's my homie. She fine as fuck.
So is that?
But that's my homie.
Is that a test that if you're genuinely happy, like, or don't care that somebody in a relationship?
That's
like,
my
when
indicator.
I look back and I go a few years, I'm not on social media that all.
Yeah.
But anytime I go, you know, I get trapped and be like, man, I want to smash. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not genuinely happy for
and
you.
And you still can.
Wait.
I'm not happy for
I'm
you.
Not happy
because I didn't get my dick.
Fuck
wet,
that so. Motherfucker. He's not hitting it right. Mr. Puck ain't hitting that right. She needs some young men.
I don't think we should do that. I don't think we should justify that.
What, justify that, like, Mr. Parker wasn't hitting it right?
No, he's not hitting it right.
I don't say that shit.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
That's ego, too. That's ego.
Yeah,
shit.
It is ego.
It doesn't matter to me.
But I think for me, that's a key indicator, though. For like, if I'm genuinely happy for mm-hmm. your well-being, I'm a, for a girl I like, I want you to be happy if I like you, not just if I wanted to fuck.
I like people that I like to be happy. You
yeah,
know what
like,
I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I would want any person that I care about.
How many women do you actually think about? Like, as on the same level as your male friends.
On the same level as my male friends?
Yeah.
No.
Like, are your female friends equivalent to your male friends? Is the same feeling there?
Maybe three.
Yeah, for my friends,
maybe
yes.
Three.
And it's the same. But it's probably about four for me. But, I mean, again, we
well,
older
well,
now.
I've
ne-
well, I've
have
never been,
friends.
Like, in the back of my mind, like, if that towel drop or you came out of the bathroom naked, mm-hmm. I'm a pull a Michael Andrew.
That dick coming out.
Yeah, it's like.
Nah, it's, yeah, it's.
It ain't never been. Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes where I'd be like, because I've done a whole lot just to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but like actively wanting, looking back, understanding who I am now, that's, I don't necessarily need an accountability partner because I'll look, you know what? You need a hot chick. Start there.
Yeah. But it's the same conversation.
Not that I couldn't be with a woman who isn't top notch.
But that's why I tell a lot of guys, even as youngins, like a 17, 18 year old, like go for the gusto, my nigga. Like,
oh, yeah, swing for
the fences. And we've also, like, I've realized now.
The ugly chicks is going to want the same thing as the hot chicks anyway.
So why not put in the extra work that you're going to have to do anyway for the hotter reward? Like, even for me right now, I realize, like, I've been selling myself short. Like, last year, if a chick had her PhD or a chick was working for like a high end pharmaceutical company, mentally, I would be like, you know, or high paying position or high paying job, I would kind of like back off.
Wow.
As if
you weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should only fuck rich women. You should only fuck rich women who are decent, attractive, even if they're married.
Okay. Again, you
no attachments. Check it out. Listen first. No attachments, only perks up.
Pun intended.
Like, the perks are only upward. You got a few drawbacks.
I'm not endorsing this on air or off air.
We're not condoning fucking
who are you talking
other
to?
Niggas'
talking
bitches.
To me. You talking to me?
We're not condoning fucking other niggas.
I am not down with OPP.
check this out. You don't know if you're down with OPP, and you already know that you're not going to be with a chick anyway because you're just going to play the game. You said it a few episodes ago.
I'm definitely going to play the game.
Yeah, you don't believe in this shit anyway.
First of all, that's what Tone said.
No, that's what you said.
I said, no, I've told you. We are both romantics. I just understand the game. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you getting emotional?
Yeah, I know. Why are you getting emotional?
I'm not getting emotional, all right? I'm not getting emotional. But no, like, but again, for me, that's not, and we're in agreement. Both of us understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
But like, I would not, that's a dangerous move, like, for my well-being, right? So that's the main reason.
Just
right?
Make sure he on the other coast like he said he was.
It don't matter. Like,
no, karma's a bitch, man. Karma is a bitch.
Karma doesn't work that way. Anyway.
But.
Hold on, wait. You're right. It doesn't. But once it's there,
yeah, some bullshit.
It's there.
Yeah, but you can't.
You
go
don't know how you're going to get it.
Yeah, but karma goes both ways.
It does.
Yeah. So
it
I was helping their marriage. I wasn't even worried. I wasn't there to wreck their marriage. I'm there to have a good time for me. There is no ill intent. Karma's based on energy, man. I think
my brother.
Karma's based on energy. That was conviction.
My brother.
I think
you had me until you said I think. like you had me.
It's conviction.
ABC.
Ah, shit.
But once you utter, I think I was like,
Nah, man.
Like, I'm gonna pass on this. I think this
Portia. You should only deal with people who want to enjoy life the way you want.
But yes. And we've had that conversation too. Elevate. Like, why not go after the top notch chick or the chick that you think is dope? But again, it's what we say and what we really are gonna hold ourselves accountable to, like, right? Like, because
self-esteem issues.
Exactly. No, yes. I can acknowledge that.
We
like,
all
right?
Do.
And so for me it was a conversation of, well, why do you feel like that? Well, you know, my living situation right now isn't the best. Right?
Right.
I would feel crazy about bringing a chick up to my apartment. Like, I can speak to that. And again, some of the dopest chicks be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, is it yours? Right. Yeah. You ain't got no roommate? Nope. If you did have a roommate.
Your girlfriend don't live there, do she?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I get all the time.
Right? Like, are you, and if I wanted to fuck, I don't give a, is your bed clean? You got a roommate? Just know that nigga need to put on some headphones or just enjoy the soundtrack. Like, because that's what
enjoy
it is.
Enjoy the
like,
soundtrack.
Like, because that's what it is. And so that's, again, if you're dealing with, and I say, like, y'all want a top-notch young lady to interact with, to connect with, and to be with, like, yo, then stop going after mediocrity for whatever you define in mediocrity. Like, that's trash. We do that.
I think the deterrent with that is, are these fucking memes on social media? Case in point, what I've been seeing lately is, especially since the new year hit, a lot of y'all motherfuckers out here trying to live y'all best life through social media. I don't believe you. You need more people. God damn it, you're talking about some shit like, oh yeah, ain't no woman who paying $2,500 in bills need to be talking about some if somebody breaking you all of a sudden it'd be $100.
Wait,
what? Are we having math class? Or are you talking about relationships right now, my nigga? Like, what are we talking about? You know, I'm still living the best me, best, you know, I need a man who is going to blah, 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 such and such and such. If you fucking trying to, you're a walking contradiction in a meme.
It's real.
If you're trying to be the best you, but you looking for this, you still trying to be the best you? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you contradict your own statement in a fucking meme because you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's real easy to figure out what it is that you want. Go to all, take your top two or top three most exciting interactions, whether it's your friends, mm-hmm. whether it's a vacation, no matter what, food, what, like a day you had or a relationship, and you say, what do those things have in common? Like when I was most excited, two bad chicks.
Yeah,
that I thought were bad.
Mm. Yeah,
they're very attractive. Oh, my best days are chilling, being able to do whatever the fuck I want to do whenever I want to do
whenever it. Whenever you want to do it.
That lets me know. I need freedom. Or times I had the most fun, I was, you know, on my bike or, you know, swinging golf clubs or land, you know, in a pool on in a different country. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to have money because all them shits is expensive.
Yeah.
So that lets me know I got to have a little bit of money to support myself in that light. Mm-hmm. I need bad chicks that I get to be intimate sexually with.
Right.
And, you know.
And my question
happy
always.
Time. Happy time.
And my question, two things.
Two things.
What are you willing to do in order to get that? Right. How much of a sacrifice are you willing to give? Because what if that then looks like, all right, so in order for you to be on that beach smoking your cigar, in a country that allows for smoking with two bad chicks, are am I meeting these chicks there? Because you can easily go to Colombia, DR, or fucking Singapore. Yeah. Well, you can't go to Singapore, Thailand. You know, Europe, yeah, whatever. You can find these beautiful women there, sure. Right?
Right.
And
but you still gotta get there. If you're going to Thailand, Michael Andrew,
like black man.
No,
you're beautiful black man. Oh.
I don't like them little boys. I don't like them little boys.
But you have to dig deep because a lot of times, and that's another thing. Oh, why haven't I done it? Oh, because I'm being lazy. Anytime you hear me say I'm being lazy, it's because of that. Those are things that I really do like.
Yeah.
But apparently I don't like them enough because I'm not willing to tell somebody, hey, you know what? I got to go.
You just gave a great touch point, though. It's stuff that you really do like, not stuff that you really do want.
Well, yeah, because if you want it, you go get it.
You go get it. Yeah. And that's my point is, okay, so now you're not going out. I'm not going out every Friday. I'm not going out on Fridays or Saturdays. I'm going out. I'm not even going out at all. Like, because all that money and those resources need to go to saving for this trip where I had a great time. I can recharge and be in that happy space. The second thing for me is that.
Because it brings you the most joy.
Because it brings you joy.
Joy.
The second. Joy. All right. The second thing there, though, is that's temporary. So we forget that. When we talk about being the best, the joy is a very small component of the work. The work for you getting to your best life, that shit ain't fun. That shit don't feel good all the time.
I mean, it could be, but I agree with you. From my experience.
Yeah, the majority of it
sucks.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
This ain't fun.
It's going to be fun 20% of the time. The other 80%, you just hope that you are proficient or really enjoy what you're doing. Same shit to me in the relationship. After the 20%, after the 100% of the passion, the sex, and the newness of the relationship very early on.
3 months.
Right?
Maybe six.
I'd if you lucky.
3 months.
If you lucky.
I don't think
though.
Relationships will last 3 months. Like, you'll start looking for it. Try. That's my new shit. It's on the surface, though. That's why I won't even stress it. This is going to be 3 months. No matter when I'm rich, it's not going to matter. I'm like, yo, I'm going to hang out with you. I don't have
a great time.
90 days, B.
But if you think about it in reality.
Real that's fucking a probationary dry. Period.
Yep. But that's what I'm saying. If you think about it, like, yo, after that 90 days, okay, I've seen her superficially, I've seen her without any makeup on. I've seen her when she's had a breakout. I've seen her when she's on her period. I've seen her in most social situations, especially if we got some money. We've gone to a party, like, she got fucking drunk, like, all these other...
Yeah, she's going to be real normal. And that's what you're going to know when you what you got to deal with.
Right. And that's... So, again, the 20% of that may be she got fly one night, and you like, damn, that's why I've been fucking you. Like, ooh, you fine as fuck, right? Or we went on vacation, and it was dope, and she did some new shit, like,
new
right?
shit.
Right? Or she quarterbacked. If you have a fantasy of dealing with another chick, she quarterbacked, finessing a chick.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying, motherfuckers, because she's going to get comfortable with you, too.
Yeah, and that's
what... She's going to be like, man, do I really want to fuck with you?
It's 80-20. It really is that 80-20.
If you get 90 days, I'd be fucking shocked. That shit's gonna slow down like a fuck. You going that shit gonna come to a stop like
a roller coaster.
Yeah, that shit gonna.
All right, everybody out. Everybody out. Right. Let's go.
Hope you enjoy the ride.
You know what I'm saying? That shit gonna doors opening to the right. Like,
but that's what I'm saying is even understanding that, right? Like, yo, I just want to have newness. So you probably not gonna make it past 90 days. Right? Like, yo, I'm just keeping it a whole being with you.
Damn Bilzerian.
Like, right? But that's what I'm saying. But again, if I'm with somebody...
He quick to swap him out.
He don't give a fuck. Mm-mm.
And that's what I'm saying. If I'm in a situation with a young lady... Because on the flip side of it, if I want to be in a long-term relationship to relate to somebody, I got to understand, after 3 months, I didn't fucked... Let's say we fucking every day. I done fucked 90 times. This shit is now commonplace.
Yeah.
Right? This is not exciting the same way anymore. If we've been together for 4 years at that point, fuck some sex. Like, you didn't give me the head. I done fucked you in your ass. Like, we done fucked on your period. Like, we done all the wild shit. Now we here.
That should happen in the first 90 days, man. What are you doing, Michael Andrew?
No, he's saying, like,
No, he was judging. Not condemning, but he was judging. Right? So...
Red light. Green light.
Right.
Red light.
I'm in form.
I said red light.
Sorry, the roads was a little slick. Right? The runway was a little slick.
That term, bro. That shit was crazy.
Right. So, I mean, again, is this just, again, people want to overlook the reality of what it's going to take in order to get
people don't
want to
be better, man.
To Tone's point, I don't want to be, because better does not fucking feel good all the time.
Man, no. I hate salads and I hate running 20, 30 minutes on a fucking treadmill.
Yeah.
But I like when my pants feel better, and I don't like having to sit to the side to tie my shoes because my stomach's in the way. Like, certain things got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If we want to be better, like, I've asked myself, what are you willing to sacrifice? And I've asked myself this literally for a year. Like, yo, the universe, or actually almost 2 years, the universe was like, listen, if it costs you losing everything in order to gain anything, are you really willing to do that? And I was like, yeah.
Hit you with some deep shit.
I'm lying like a motherfucker.
Yeah, right. What you're talking about sacrifice, I think I know what you're saying. But you're not sacrificing any. I'm not saying you're not sacrificing anything. You're sacrificing dumb shit.
Yes, right. All the distractions.
Yeah, I'm willing to sacrifice distractions. Yeah. I'm willing to sacrifice the dumb shit. I'm willing to sacrifice stupid conversations that don't get me anywhere.
Yeah, right.
I'm willing to sacrifice time wasted. You know what I'm saying? I can have a conversation. Hey, you know what? Let me hit you back. I got to go. That's what happened tonight.
Right.
I was like, somebody's trying to talk, and I was like, listen, I got to go. I got to spend at least 15 minutes on this treadmill.
At
least realistically where I am now is 16:30. That shit is long because I'm like, I'm, you know, gasping for air and shit.
I got 2 miles. I got two miles.
I got shit I got to do.
I got 2 miles.
But notice I'm getting way more stuff done rather than just get a haircut and come here.
Right.
Yeah.
I got shit done.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Because I'm like, yo.
I got to do this.
Yeah, because it's for me. I'm sacrificing a conversation that I'm having with somebody that I won't talk to for another 24 hours.
Yeah.
If I really give a fuck about you, we'll pick this conversation up.
Right. Yeah.
If I don't give a fuck about you, I'm not losing anything.
I didn't miss anything.
And that's the thing, like, to Tone's point, we give distractions so much more bandwidth or so much more concern than it's really worth. Like, for 2 seconds, with me walking out, you know, after talking to those young ladies, mm-hmm. I felt like, and I was resolute. Mm-hmm. I ain't coming back into this motherfucker.
Right.
It don't even make any sense to. Right.
And it saved yourself.
Right. But for 2 seconds, I was like, man, like, you might be overreacting. And it was like, no, I'm not.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not. Like, because I'm not mad. I really don't. I could give two shits. Yeah. But me even coming back into this space makes it feel like, makes it seem like I'm more vested than I am.
Right.
And this is a waste of my fucking time.
Yeah.
So why do you keep on resorting back to that? And the fact that I was willing to ask myself at least allowed me to say, oh, because I didn't want to be over at my job.
Right.
So I need to get, you need to make some other decisions. There's a bigger conversation that you need to have.
But that's why you don't need an, right now, I'm not saying you need one.
Yeah.
But if you notice what you just did, you held yourself accountable.
Yeah.
You didn't need anybody to come and question you.
But again, for that, mm-hmm. for that. When it comes to when my book was coming out, mm-hmm. Dress for Success, How to Intimately Align Your Image with Your Identity, so mm-hmm. it always leaves mm-hmm. a lasting impact. Mm-hmm. Ebook is available right now.
Where?
On Amazon, I'm sorry. Okay. So they, and on stylearchitects.com. Anywho, so
that was stylearchitects.com.
Yes, yeah. T-E-X-T-S. Thank you for holding me. See, holding me accountable. When I was working on my book.
Smell like balls.
Fuck you.
And fuck you. And fuck you.
Who's next? So when I was working on the book, yo, how's the book coming? How many chapters are you on? What do you, even though it was annoying, that helped, knowing that I was going to have a conversation with you that next Monday.
That's real life though. So
again, do I need accountability for something like that? Something initially for leaving a store and not coming back in? No. But that's all. If I needed an accountability partner for that, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. But like, we have to have some very serious conversations about your lack of discipline and your impulse control. Because for me, if there's nothing wrong with that, having that self-awareness to our conversation in the very, very beginning of saying, yo, I hear shit different. So, well, how do I need to talk to you? You know what? I do not know. Let me get back to you on that. Is a very real conversation where we can now make adjustments. Because, again, I may tell Tone that. And Tone be like, nigga, goddamn, get your life together. Right? Like, you need to be personally accountable for yourself. Which is fine for Tone. But I may come back to Wayne, and Wayne be like, all right, my nigga, like, but rubbing, way, scratching his head. Like,
but there's ways you can say that. So you said, yeah. hey, we need to address your, you know, lack of discipline.
Yeah.
Versus Michael Andrew then talks to himself and says, why do I want to be here? That's addressing your lack of it.
Yeah.
Because if not, I should just always want to be here.
Right.
Yeah. Or don't be here at all.
Yeah.
You're pretty much saying the same thing.
But how many people actually do that?
Different ways.
Not a lot.
So somebody may just have to hear it differently.
No, exactly. And that's all I'm saying is, again, the reason why I say most people don't hold themselves accountable is because most people don't even know to ask themselves certain questions.
Oh, they know. They just don't want to. But the same way you didn't want to address the bullshit until it was like annoying to you.
No, I agree with that, and I disagree with that. And the only reason, here's why I'm saying
people don't want to be better, bro.
I do agree that people do not want to be better.
And that, yes. Keep going.
Right.
I'm leave that right there.
Right. Because we feel each other. I'm with you. We here, son. We here. And then we can be better as a people.
And then when we...
About to make me shoot your ass over a double burger with cheese.
When we can rise as a people.
Then we...
Then now we run the things.
Right. What happens... Okay. There's what you know that you know. There's what you know that you don't know. But then there's also stuff that you don't even know that you don't know.
Yeah, if you're a retard, I can understand that. Or if you're a child. If you're a moron or like literally, if you're
okay.
in mind state.
So there's
time.
Yeah.
Just like a child, have a child's like attitude.
Be curious.
Why?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Will you help me?
Yeah.
Can you point me in the right direction?
Here, yeah, again, thanks. Saying,
can you show
will
me?
You,
can you
again, show me? Will you help me though? Is super important. That's a super important request. Because again, to Tone's point, when me and Tone first started talking about this book, Tone was mad. Now, what the fuck you asking me to hold you accountable? Fuck no, I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm.
Came back the next week. All right, my nigga, I'm gonna do this, but this is how I'm going to do it. Mm. All right, so you can either sign on to this At that point, I could either said, fuck that shit. I am not okay with that. I don't want to do it like that.
My nigga, you asked for it.
Right.
But at least at that point.
Bitch if ass, I ass nigga.
That's what you asked for.
Motherfucker. I'm going to call you a bitch ass nigga. Or
a nigga.
Well, what you? What's your angle?
smoke crack, don't you?
You're killing your brain cells, son. Right. But again, if I ask for that, nah, that's not what I want. Or, yo, I asked for this. Mm-hmm. And that's when people say that they don't want, that they, people don't really want to be better. It's, okay, I said that I want to be better. But this shit is going to be uncomfortable at the very least. It's going to be painful. It's going to be pain. Again, not disarming or like disarmingly painful or injury.
Physically.
Creating the injury. Yes. It can be physically
it's just
painful.
It's discomfort.
But again, it may manifest itself, but it may manifest itself as pain to us initially. Prime example, when you first start working out and you have somebody do the bench press, mm-hmm. right? And they, you know what, that their max is what, 135,
whatever,
125, you know, bar and 45. Mm-hmm. Boom. You hit it, but you know he can do that. Is that 145?
135.
135. I thought I was right. So, right, you hitting that, boom, boom, boom. They hit their 10, they do three sets, and they like, woo, all right. Yeah, man, back at it. And then the next day, you like, all right, we doing dumbbell chest workout today to individually, nigga, no, because my chest hurts, right? And you're like, as a person you're working out with, no, nigga, that's discomfort. No, nigga, my chest hurts. I can't raise my arm. You can't raise your arm because we didn't stretch yet. That's just right. Discomfort. Mm-hmm. That's just discomfort. And then you put them on, you stretch out, all right, now you can move your arms. Mm-hmm. I can move my arms. Cool. We're not going to do 245s or 250s. We're going to do 225s or 235s so that you can still get the burn mm-hmm. and the workout. But now you're feeling the burn and you realize, okay, I can still keep on working. It's just discomfort. Mm-hmm. But for so many people, it's painful. Even when you go on diets, mm-hmm. your mind, we don't realize how addictive food has become to us to the point that we actually have to deal with psychological and physiological removal from food.
Man, fuck that Hostess cake.
But again, for real. Man,
you could say fast food chains to put sugar in their bread. Why you think you like?
Anyway, yeah.
Where's sugar in bread?
It doesn't have to
either
be.
I just had Chick-fil-A for dinner. And I'm no free pub because this ain't a good pub.
Yeah, right.
That shit, I could taste it. And I'm like, this shit tastes so good. But I can taste the sugar in it because it's addictive.
Yo, and when you, and again, with me staying away from refined sugars, because again, the sugars in bananas and all that shit, but refined sugars, I can guarantee you, my goal is to at least sustain abstain from it for 6 months. Let 6 months come and I have some ice cream or a cookie.
Yo, Bobby.
I'm going to be like, woo, this is too sweet. Right, you have no salt intake.
That's why you're sucking dick on the microphone.
You definitely stop doing that face too. That
so both of y'all smell like balls.
I do smell like balls.
Sweaty ball ass face ass niggas. Balls.
First of all, nigga, I smell fragrant.
I don't do balls in the face unless she asks for it. I'm a polite hoe.
And all my hoes
I'm
is
all
polite.
I'm
honest. And all my hoes is honest.
That's right.
But
and that's honest.
But again, it's understanding the addiction of social interaction through social media.
When I see that social media, it scares me because there's certain addictions that I'm like, I'm curious. Like, how does a person get hooked on coke? That's what keeps me away from coke.
Yes.
Because I'm like, man. This shit has ruined superstars' lives.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money. I can get coke, but I ain't got no money. I'm going to be on crack in no time.
Chick-fil-A so much.
I'm good.
I only got $1.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. That shit scares me. I look at people in their phone. It's not the fact that you're addicted. Like, it's in a lot of cases, like, if you everybody knows you go to a social event, you go to the lounge or whatever.
Yeah.
People in their phones. No, you're not addicted to your phone. You're just socially awkward, and you don't know, you don't have any presence.
Right.
So you just jump to your phone, act like you're busy.
Right.
Because you don't know how to talk to people.
And it's a safety net.
I love to call people out like that, too. I'm like,
yeah, we should do that. Hey, listen, man, you ain't talking to nobody.
Oh, I do.
Like, what are you doing?
Hey, who you talking to?
The first thing, I'd be like, you with your homegirls? She's like, yeah, we out here. No, you're not. You're on your fucking phone. And they'd be like, whatever. I'd be like, no, for real. You're on your phone. Enjoy yourself.
No, but I'm
saying. And then I walk off. Yeah. And then they'd be like, I'll walk, baby. I don't have my phone. For how long? Yo, give me your phone. I'd be like, give me your phone.
You just put it. You're not you gonna just come put it.
Don't call you. I'm like, you can cut your phone off. Just give it to me. You just, so you can enjoy yourself.
How come nobody calls you an asshole? If I did that shit, he's an asshole.
Because that nigga be laughing.
Because my wife calls me an asshole enough for everybody.
He does the.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder.
If I said that shit, I'm like, well, fuck you.
It's bad juju, shit. Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? That's bad juju. And you can blame it on the other two hot chicks that fuck me. Because that's they're enablers.
Fuck them.
He doesn't have to change.
Fuck him.
You know what? Because I'm pretty sure we're on time. You can blame it on that chick who just now told me about our relationship. Because she kept fucking me.
Full
after,
circle.
Right. Oh. After the fact. Oh, you know, all that shit happened.
Y'all just fucked?
Oh. No, no. Oh.
No, when this was going and no, she was thinking
I was about to ask. Like, yeah,
all this shit was happening.
But she ain't say shit.
Right.
But she was still fucking me.
Did you send her a text back like, yo, so are you fucking? With a follow, are you, so are we fucking? So,
and that, my friends, has been the All Men Podcast.
No bullshit. I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag, we're getting the fuck out of here.
We out this bitch.
We out. Yeah.